I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for August 6th, 2026. New federal government research estimates experienced Appalachian coal miners are suffering from black lung disease at the highest rate in nearly half a century. Justin Hicks with the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom reports researchers point towards toxic silica dust as the primary driver.
The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health has published a research letter showing that incurable lung disease in Appalachian underground coal miners is continuing to increase. It's especially prevalent in the most experienced miners, where 1 in 3 are now estimated to have black lung. Scott Laney co-authored the paper and says the findings should come as no surprise to people in rural Appalachia.
You can't go to a high school basketball match without seeing an oxygen tank being hauled around by people.
Researchers say silica dust needs to be monitored in mines, but noted that federal mine regulators under Trump have indefinitely suspended enforcement for stricter dust violations. I'm Justin Hicks in Louisville.
The Jefferson County Clerk is now accepting proposals from companies to audit its voter precinct data. This follows reporting by LPM News that found voters from more than 1,800 households may have been put in the wrong precinct and given the wrong ballot. Roberto Roldan says the clerk's office is promising the third-party audit will be done in time for the November election.
On top of the audit, the clerk also wants the consultant to help create an automated system for future elections so that they can ensure that addresses are connected to the right precincts. The automated part is important because they've said that the original issues were connected to human error.
The request for proposals closes August 14th. It doesn't include any maximum cost the clerk's office is willing to pay. A data center developer looking to build a campus in eastern Kentucky told investors yesterday that it would double the size of the project. Curtis Tate has more on the story.
In May, Maryland-based TerraWulf said it purchased an industrial site on the border of Greenup and Boyd counties to build a data center powered by as much as 1 gigawatt of electricity. Wednesday, Chairman and CEO Paul Prager told investors TerraWulf was looking to double the power of what it calls the Muskie Data Campus.
Given its near-term power availability, we are increasingly optimistic about the potential to expand the Muskie campus to as much as 2 gigawatts.
TerraWulf is also building a roughly 500-megawatt data center in Hancock County in western Kentucky. If it expands the Muskie campus to 2 gigawatts, the company will have the largest footprint of any data center developer statewide. Residents, though, have expressed skepticism or outright opposition to the projects in recent public meetings. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
The number of corn earworms caught by the University of Kentucky Integrated Pest Management Program is higher than recent averages for this time of year. Extension specialist Julie Peterson says the average is normally about 50 corn earworms caught in a week, but the Lexington site caught more than 200 at the end of July.
We have not seen numbers quite this high at this time of the year since like 2009 and 2010. So this is looking like an unusually high flight of the moths, which could then lead to unusually high risk from those caterpillars in those vulnerable crops.
Corn earworms are moths that lay eggs on plants like sweet corn, tomatoes, and hemp. The caterpillars will eat the fruit, the bud, or kernel, and damage the plant. This pest can be treated with insecticides. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.